Welcome to the latest edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest is our new head softball coach, Joanna Harden. Joanna, thanks for stopping by. How's it going?
It's great. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So your first game is a little bit more than 48 hours away on the other side of the country on Thursday against Oregon in Tempe, Arizona. You'll play five games in Tempe before heading home.
Yes.
Do you have a good read on your team at this point, or is there some uncertainty?
No, honestly, we're at a point where all like just chomping at the bit to get out and compete against somebody other than ourselves. Our hitters are ready to face other pitching. Our pitchers are ready to face some other hitters, and it's a good test for us. It's time for us to see where we're at. This is going to give us a good temperature of really where we're at, where our weaknesses are, where our strengths are, and how we fare with other teams and in different situations and scenarios that it's really challenging to put yourselves in when you're just playing against yourself. So we're ready. We're so excited to get out there and to compete.
Would your fall practice different with a new team than maybe it would have been if you're the returning coach and you know what you have and you have at least a year under your belt with a group?
Yeah. I mean, there's an element of, we call it FIO, figure it out. You know, mm-hmm. there was a period of time where we're trying to see who plays where and what. I mean, when you come in, all you have is a piece of paper or a roster on the website. So we've gotten to know them pretty well. So we kind of went through that in our individual or 8-hour weeks early on, and really and truly a lot of fundamental work, a lot of cuts and relays and getting them just comfortable and confident with us as a coaching staff. And this spring, we've transitioned into a lot of, okay, strategy, approach. How are we going to attack certain pitchers? How are we going to attack certain offenses? And what are we going to do defensively? Shifts, different things like that that we really didn't get to in the fall because we were just trying to figure each other out. But I think we have a pretty good gauge on our kids, and I think that they have a good feel for us. And now it's time to go on the front lines together and just go for it.
In the preseason poll released Monday, Virginia was picked to finish last in the ACC, mm-hmm. which is probably not surprising given where the program was before you came in here. Do you guys... Is that something you bring up to your players? Do you use that as motivation? Does it even matter?
Yeah, I think sometimes you can use those things. I think it really depends on your personnel. To be honest, we didn't talk about it. It's 'cause to me, it doesn't matter. Again, one of my quotes that I live my life by is work in silence and let success make the noise. And so we're just going to put our heads down and go to work. And those things don't thwart us from doing what we're doing. Sure, it gives us a little extra motivation here and there, but that's not something, if you need something like that to get yourself going and to get excited to compete, then you're probably going to be a little bit of a roller coaster, and we're really trying to be smooth and be consistent, have a consistent demeanor, consistent emotions, and we're not going to play differently if we're number 11 or number one. Right. So,
in the fall, you had your players read a book titled Chop Wood, Carry Water, How to Fall in Love with the Process of Becoming Great by Joshua Metcalf. For listeners who have not read the book or aren't familiar with it, what do you like about it, and what did you want your players to get from it?
Yeah, so the book is basically John, his journey to becoming a samurai warrior, his process basically, and things that happened to him throughout his journey. And the beauty of the book is its stories. So it's very relatable. And the book opens with the first chapter being you're building your own house. And this idea that everything you do, how you approach class, how you build relationships, how you attack the field, how you communicate with your parents, you're building your own self. And so we're not dependent upon circumstances to get us energized or get us going. Like everything that we do is making us a part to become who we are, like who we're going to be in 10 years. And so really trying to get our athletes to understand that like mental training, and I say that in quotes, is life. It's how you approach and attack life. It's how you think when you're approaching a test. It's how you think when you're in an argument with your parents. It's how you think, you know, you're training yourself all the time. You're talking to yourself. You're listening to things. You're taking things in, and you're so trying to really bridge that and say, like, just we're not trying to build great softball players and then we don't care what you do in the classroom and off the field. We're trying to build whole women, so when they leave the program, when they leave Virginia, they are independent, they're strong, and they know how to talk to themselves instead of listen to themselves, and they know how they're a little farther along in their journey with confidence and security in who they are, and that their value is not in being a student or a straight A student, and their value is not dependent upon whether they hit 300 or not, that they're valuable because of who they are, and this idea that every day I'm building my house. And so it's a great book, highly recommended. It's super easy read. I read it in 2 hours, and I've referred to it multiple times and have a couple of my favorite chapters, Surrender the Outcome, just saying, can't worry about things I can't control. Control is a total illusion in life, and so you have courage to go attack challenging things.
I saw a tweet the other day with your team out on the Ravana Trail cleaning it up, which is appreciated. Is community service something that will be an integral part of your program?
Absolutely. I think I love my passion are alumni and kids. I think it's huge. I think it's because you're respecting the history and you're respecting who came before you and honoring those women and men who have paved the way for us. But then you're also, we're building for our kids. And so we're building for the young who's to come. So our girls actually go to an elementary school and they work with those students and have a great time. And yes, Ashley and I got to spend some quality time together cleaning the trail. So it was really I think it's important to give back for sure. We have so much, and when you have perspective on it, like, we're really, really blessed with a lot of great things. So anything we can do to serve.
Tell us about your assistant coaches. You made two hires over the summer.
Yes. Kaylee Rafter plays for the Canadian national team, and she's still playing, and she played at Florida State and was at Buffalo last year and played professionally in Japan. So she brings a ton of softball knowledge and savvy. She's great in the office. She's just phenomenal. She's been a great job running our offense, and so she is what I'd call our offensive coordinator. She coached third base and has really prepared our kids very, very well with approach, with our mindset. She builds a ton of confidence in our players, and what's great about Kaylee is she can pretty much do everything she's teaching. Absolutely. So it's really impressive, and I think definitely garner some respect from our athletes, but she's super humble, down to earth, and you probably would never know that she's this great, like, international athlete. You would never know it if you left it up to her. She would never tell you. But and then Katie Repley came in. We call her Crash. She's originally from Texas, and she played at UL Lafayette, so brings a ton of championship experience. She's been in postseasons, loves the game, super passionate about the game, and I think she just brings a ton of energy to our kids, and she's a worker. She's going to grind. She's in the office all hours of the night, cutting film, splicing film, anything you need to be done, she's doing it. She's catching bullpen, doing whatever she needs to do. So I think the three of us work really well together, and it's obviously there's a little bit of FIO, figure it out together too. So it's a great combo, and we have an awesome manager. I gotta give her a shout out because she is like an unsung hero, like never draws attention to herself, but Adriana is phenomenal, and it really takes everybody to make this ship sail. So we are really blessed with a great staff.
The fortunes of a softball team often rest on its pitching staff.
This is true.
Do you have a number one pitcher, or will this be kind of a by committee or a group effort?
For sure. We're going to work as a staff, and we actually talked about that today at practice, and just, you know, there's not a one, not a two. We're going to throw pitchers, starters, based on matchups, based on who we think works best against an opposing offense. You might have one of our girls throw three games in a weekend, an entire series, because they match up better.
Right.
We may, you know, split, go 4-3 or 5-2. You might close one game and start the next game. So we're really gonna mix it up and be creative. Fortunately, most of our pitchers will be in the lineup hitting and playing other positions. So that really opens up things for us and allows us to utilize their being utility players as well as being great pitchers.
And your pitchers are Erica, Allison, Lacey
Smith, and Lexi Mettler. Lexi. And Janelle Zeller's got released so this spring, so she's been working back. Probably won't see her depending upon how her injury works, but she's been working and she's fully released, so we're working on her to catch up as well.
You have a large fourth-year class.
We do.
Sometimes when there's a coaching change, you have seniors and upperclassmen who are resistant to the new regime. Other times you have upperclassmen who are hungry to win and they embrace the message of the new staff. Based on my conversation with Madison in the fall, it seemed like the seniors were all in.
Totally.
Has that been your experience?
Absolutely. They've been just a huge there's been pro coach, pro the staff. They are hungry to change, and change is always hard. And you can have the greatest desires and the let's go. It's we want to win, coach, but it's really, really hard work. And so I just appreciate their willingness to adapt and to adjust, to ask questions. We hold them to a pretty high standard, and being that we're new, that can be challenging, and they've taken everything we've asked them to do, and it's been hard for them, but they've done everything we've asked. And you're absolutely right. That's probably your biggest fear coming in is how are these upperclassmen going to react to you, specifically when you have six that are fourth years. So they have been nothing but a pleasure to work with and fun to coach, and we're excited for the opportunity to be with them on the front lines in their last year. It's a great opportunity for us as a staff, and we've learned a lot from them.
You have three first years. You mentioned one of them, Janelle, who is from Jefferson Forest. Mm-hmm. You are a former Jefferson Forest head coach.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you know of her when she was a girl growing up?
Yeah. So funny story with Janelle. I actually
because she was committed like the other two and signed with the previous coach.
Correct. Stuff. Yeah. So Janelle, I believe I was her first pitching coach actually when she was like 10 or 11. So worked with her when she was young, and then when she was in the eighth grade, I believe she was in the eighth grade, is when I left Lynchburg to go to Lake Charles, Louisiana. So worked with her early on and followed her career. I knew she committed to UVA, and that was really exciting. I believe she committed as a freshman or sophomore, so it was really exciting. So, yes, definitely have some history with Janelle, but she is much taller, much stronger than she was at, age 12, and she's got a lot of upside and super competitive and comes from a great family, and the Zellers have been really good to me, so, yeah.
When we spoke last summer after you were hired, you said that you wanted to make it a priority to recruit the state of Virginia.
Absolutely.
That there's talent here. Mm-hmm. What is the perception of UVA softball, the UVA softball program around the state? What have you found as you've made the rounds?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different things out there, and I think some of it is everything from the academic piece, not being able to get into the university, and it's just a challenging in that sense. I think there's been an idea that, you've got to have a West Coast zip code to get here to play softball. Mm-hmm. And so, and some of that not super warranted. I think that some isn't, you can see both sides of the coin. But I think for us, our focus is we see great athletes from Virginia competing at the World Series, great softball players pitching in super regionals and pitching for, Lacey Waldrop is at Florida State and, Megan Goods over at James Madison, Jalen Ford at James Madison. There's these great athletes and they're going other places. And so, and rightfully so, those are great programs. But we really believe that Virginia needs, you got to tell us no. We should at least be in that mix. And so you should have to say no here because we are the University of Virginia. And I think it's important and valuable, and I believe the same thing at McNeese State when I was there is to recruit your state really well and then work out. And so we're doing our best to do that. With recruiting being what it is, it's going to be in our 19 and 20 class, really and truly, which is crazy to think about. Yeah. But we're doing our best with what we can, and there's great softball in the state, and there's great athletes, and there's great coaches and organizations here, and we need to do our part to recruit well.
What's been the biggest difference so far between coaching at McNeese State and coaching at UVA?
Yeah. I think they're just totally different universities. They're totally different areas. You know, yeah, you're in the South. Yeah, it's just different. But good. Really, really great. I think the Charlottesville community has been great to me. And the Lake Charles community was really good to me. And that's been a huge blessing. I've felt welcomed both places. And it's been... it's just been awesome. I think that what's been nice at Virginia is, you know, I don't have to worry about a field and getting the field ready. We have a field crew. That's really great. There's certain things that I think I was responsible for fundraising and some of those other things that do take a lot of your attention and your time that I don't have to do here, which is really awesome and really helpful. So the department's great here. Everybody, coaches come in randomly and check in on me and see how I'm doing and ask questions. So it's been very similar in that sense. It's a great friendly community in Lake Charles, and everybody here has been super welcoming and really supportive. And I think from my perspective, everybody wants softball to be great here. Yeah. They really are behind us, and that's been really cool.
You had an NCAA tournament team last season at McNeese. How does ACC softball in general compare with Southland Conference softball? Because, I mean, it's one of those sports, I think, where you're going to have pockets at really strong programs at schools that, you know, the average fan may not think of as, you know, an athletic power. Yeah.
Well, we were at McNeese. We played a pretty tough schedule. I think our RPI was in the top 40 last year to finish, and that was our philosophy, is we're going to play the best. We don't really care. And so, and our conference, I think the Southland Conference last year was somewhere around 12 up there. So it was really competitive. ACC RPI, I believe, is 3 or 4 up there as a conference for softball. So it's a top conference. It's going to be super competitive. Obviously, Florida State's at the top. They've been at the top for a while and been at the World Series, you know, a couple times in the last 3 years.
And you know that coaching staff.
Yeah,
well, right?
They're awesome. They're great people, and they've been very good to me in my entire career. So huge fans. Off the field and on the field, we're just as competitive with each other as anyone else, but they're awesome and they've been fantastic. So, but yeah, I think the ACC is going to be extremely competitive. I think fortunately, we've tried to play the best everywhere we've been, everywhere I've been coaching. And so it's going to be good for me. And I'm excited for the opportunity to get to face great opponents every weekend.
So, your team, if my math is correct, your team will have played 16 games by the time your home opener arrives. Mm-hmm. That's scheduled for March the 3rd against Virginia Tech, and that starts a 3-game series with the Hokies. Is that a product of the weather as much as anything? You know, starting that late, is that typically the way you would do it, or were you just locked into that schedule?
Yeah, it's tough to get people to come to us in February because, I mean, it's 70 degrees today. It's going to be great tomorrow, but it could snow next week. I mean, that's the nature of the beast when you're in this area. We're kind of on that line of, oh, the weather's doable. Right. So it's actually pretty common to travel in February when you're from this area or more north, but yeah, ideally, once you get into March, we can host, and you can have, I know baseball hosts early March, and so if baseball can do it, we can do it too, and we're all playing outside. So ideally, obviously, you'd love to play at home a little more earlier on, but the weather is a bit temperamental, and Mother Nature kind of dictates what we can and can't do, so it's just more challenging to get teams to come here in February because you risk losing games.
Well, nothing like your first ACC game and first home game. It's against Virginia Tech.
I know, right? Bring
right,
it on.
Right into it. Well, anyway, best of luck in Arizona and throughout the season.
Thank you
for making time for this, and we'll see you out at the park.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Softball's on the road this week, but women's lacrosse, men's tennis, and women's basketball are competing here in Charlottesville. For information on those sports and all of UVA's other teams, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening. We'll